His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz. His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, and again, black power. We are live once again on Black Power Radio, your radio show, the most revolutionary show on the airwaves, the only show on the airwaves today that's talking and pushing and working for black power and uncompromising, boldly, unapologetically working for black people on behalf of black power. It is my honor and my privilege to be black with you again and to be live with you again here in the hills of North America. My name, of course, is Brother Sean Kwali, and we will go now into an hour of revolutionary politics concerning our people. We will be talking about that which happened in Newberry, South Carolina, to our brother, Brother Anthony Hill, and we will also be going into a lynching and a slaughter on the offset of the name and the defamation of the new Black Panther Party. And so we got you on today, and we're thankful for your presence. And what we want to do is go, first of all, into an interview that the national chairman gave just to cover some key points and give some backdrop into this propaganda attack, and then we'll come right back. Let's go right into it.
We made a collective decision to participate in the political activity of our community, and as we do, we have the strict orders not to violate any laws.
But
and
you,
so any
you know,
individual,
sir, that
any individual member, listen to this, any individual member that violates organizational policy cannot be attributed to the organization any more than any individual member of the Catholic Church. Every one of their acts could be charged to the Vatican.
Okay.
You just can't do it.
Okay, but you know, sir, that those two gentlemen, and I use that term very loosely, they intimidated voters at that Philadelphia polling station that day. Not just voters, but poll watchers as well.
Well, I don't have any. The police showed up that day and made no arrest. I don't have statements from anyone saying they were intimidated. But be that as it may, we still do not condone the carrying of nightsticks at polling places, and we have been consistent on that since day one.
Well, you
and
keep saying that.
That.
You keep saying that there
that.
Hasn't been any testimony about intimidation, but, I mean, the evidence doesn't support you, sir, and I'm going to call for a soundbite we have labeled as number two from poll watchers who were there that day. He's the one with the baton.
Party. He's the one with the baton, and he said to me and to a man I was with, he said, "Now you will see what it means to be ruled by the black man, cracker."
Do you reject that fact testimony?
That's the first I've heard of that, and again, no one in our organization was instructed to do that or to speak like that at that location on that day. So they were the actions of an individual, not the organization.
What about this King
Samir
Shabazz? He was the individual with the baton, And, you know, he was the one at the center of this case. And you point out that the Justice Department got a partial injunction against him. But he is still affiliated with your organization, isn't he, sir?
He served a suspension for his actions, and he has been reinstated as a member.
Is he a racist, Mr. Shabazz?
I can't speak for him on that. I would say that the New Black Panther Party is not a hate group or a racist organization.
What the hell is wrong with you, black man? You had a doom day with a white girl on your damn arm. We keep begging white people for freedom. No wonder we're not free. Your enemy cannot make you free, fool. You want freedom? You're going to have to kill some crackers. You're going to have to kill some of their babies.
I mean, that's disgusting, isn't it, sir?
I would say that he should be careful in how he speaks, but I would still say that his words are being manipulated by a right-wing conspiracy here, and the Republicans are manipulating his words into, again, a attack and to increase voter turnout.
Do you agree that white people should be killed and their babies should be killed?
That is not the position of our organization. That is not the position of myself. We have an official platform.
But you say that's not the position. I'm just asking you as a human being, sir. That is a disgusting comment he made. And do you agree with it or don't you?
No, I do not agree that he should have said that.
I'm not asking about whether he should have said it. I'm asking about whether you agree with the sentiment.
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. And in terms of inciting racial fears, I want to talk about you, Mr. Shabazz, because, you know, you say that the right wing is playing on racial fears.
Absolutely.
I want to ask you, do you hate white people?
No, ma'am, I am not a hate teacher, or I am a person that fights for the civil rights of black people, the human rights of black people. I fought all my life to end discrimination. I'm fighting for victims of hate crimes right now. A black man in South Carolina that's dragged 10 miles behind a pickup truck by white Confederates in South Carolina.
I understand that you object to discrimination against blacks, but I'm focusing on whether you discriminate against other races. And
have you ever referred
to a white person as a cracker?
It's possible.
And what else, what other derogatory terms have you used to refer to white people?
That is not my focus, number one.
Well, it's my focus.
Let me say this.
What have you called white people other than white? You admit to cracker. What else have you called white
people? I have addressed their enslavement of black people. I have addressed their discrimination against black people. I have addressed their racism against black people. I have addressed the fact that they have refused to pay us reparations. I have addressed the fact that police brutality is still...
Okay. And do you hate Jews?
No, ma'am. I hate injustices by people.
Have you ever referred
that
to
would
Jews
call themselves
as
Jews?
Something other than Jews?
Not the real Jews, no, ma'am. I am a black Hebrew also. I am a part of that family.
I see. And who are the fake
Jews?
Not
the real Jews, no, ma'am.
Who are the fake Jews?
Those that do not practice the laws and practices of Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it true, sir,
that other people's land.
Is it true, sir, that once at Howard University, you led folks in a chant that went as follows? Who controls the Federal Reserve? Answer, Jews. Who has our entertainers and athletes in a vice grip? Answer, Jews. We want to bring on a man now who makes, this is you speaking, the Jews pee in their pants, Khalid Muhammad. Did you or did you not do that, sir?
As a student at Howard University, some of that may be true, yes, in standing up in defense of my people.
I see. So it's the right wing that incites racial fears, but you
No, well,
you
these,
gave yourself
let,
a
let
pass.
Me be clear. Let me be these clear. These Republican so-called civil rights leaders laugh out loud, which is a major joke, who claim now to be fighting for the civil rights of our people, are disingenuous and they have no platform to stand on. They have never stood up for civil rights for anyone.
And Black Power, we will stop it right there. But brothers and sisters, as you can clearly hear for yourself, the Fox News channel is in no way at all interested in talking about our brother who was shot in the back of his head, drugged 10 miles down a gravel road, blood, according to the reports, splattering all over stop signs and splattering over roadways and trees, blood stains that they couldn't even spray up with the fire hoses. They would so stain the ground so bad. And Fox News, instead of talking about the vicious murder and the vicious slaughter of our brother who had a family, a wife and children, they'd rather focus on a 2-year-old case that was already tried in court, the decisions, the facts and everything already weighed before a jury, and they would rather bring a 2-year-old case up and try to use a 2-year-old case against the new Black Panther Party. Now, the question that has to be asked here now is, what is your motive? We are organizing day and night, every single day, with our lives and our persons and our wealth for the liberation of our people. And when we see our brother and others who go through these types of atrocities, it is our duty to stand up and fight against this which we see. And so we, brothers and sisters, are not to be on the defensive in this hour. Not at all, because when you look at our history, 400 plus years here in America, it's us who have been the victims of hate crimes. It's Black people who have been the victims of terrorism. It's Black people whose churches were bombed and who have been hung from trees, and our women who have been raped, and different things that have happened to us over the years here in the hells of North America. So how dare Fox News try, in a weak attempt, might I add, to put our national chairman in a position to where he has to even break all this down. All they would have to do is open up the history books. And the history book clearly shows that your history is written in blood. The new Black Panther Party didn't just evolve out of a vacuum. We didn't just get up one day and decide we were going to put on black battle fatigue and black combat boots and black berets. The new Black Panther Party comes from a long history of struggle. In fact, the new Black Panther Party began once that first slave came up off of the ship and landed here in the hells of North America. The new Black Panther Party began when you wouldn't allow our brothers and our sisters to go to school and get good education. The new Black Panther Party began when you would treat white folks with better health care than you would treat black people and indigenous people here in the hells of North America and abroad. What I'm trying to get us to understand is that the new Black Panther Party is not some little fringe group, but that the new Black Panther Party, we represent the vanguard of the people. We represent the needs, the aspirations, and the wants of a people who have suffered much, and a people who struggle today in 2010. Even with a black president, we struggle to get up out of the mud, to get up out of the mire, to get up out of the dust of the hells of North America. We struggle right now with a black president in office. We still can't find no relief. And so we come back now to Brother Anthony Hill, who thought that his friend was someone he could trust, someone that he could hang out with, someone who he could go to work with and conversate with. This was somebody who, according to what was said, he thought was his friend. And his friend, quote unquote, was that one who put the bullet in the back of his head. Now look, this isn't even new at all, because we've been going through this. We've tried, many of us, to sweetheart with white folks all the time. We've tried to integrate. We've tried to remain peaceful and try to do what we have to do here in North America. We've done this for a long time. But as you can see, and as the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad taught us, and as our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, is teaching us today, we have found the white man for the past 400 years in the hells of North America. And for the past 6,600 years on this planet, we have found him to be absolutely, and her, to be absolutely disagreeable to live with in peace. If I'm lying, then explain to me a Brandon McLeland in Paris, Texas. If I'm lying, explain to me a brother Anthony Hill in Newberry, South Carolina. If I'm lying, explain to me how Oscar Grant was clearly executed on tape, clearly with audio and everything. I'm talking about several people recording this event and this atrocity. And then the verdict still comes back involuntary manslaughter. Okay? And so while everybody's celebrating the fact that LeBron James is going to Miami and that he's got a $30 million-plus contract, we're all hush-hush now on the Oscar Grant case. But you have to understand, brother and sister, you and me are Oscar Grant. That if an Oscar Grant, a man who was not out in the streets wilding out, as they say, a man who was not acting crazy and being unruly and being savage, but a man who was doing what he was supposed to do according to civil standards, if a man like Oscar Grant can be shot in the back and killed on the ground at the BART train station, then you and I can face the same fate if we are unorganized. And this is why the new Black Panther Party is busy now organizing, training, and teaching black people to stand up for themselves, to re-educate themselves, to be dignified, to change the stereotypes, and to work against the conditions that we now face. It don't matter what city you in, brothers and sisters. It makes no difference. The black man and the black woman, we suffer wherever we are here in the hells of North America. Why do I keep calling it the hells of North America? Because that's exactly what it is. For the past 400 years, we have caught nothing but hell in North America. Statistically, we are last at everything, black man and black woman, and this is the type of environment that produces an Anthony Hill, that he feels like in order to get ahead in the world, he has to integrate and be a part of a system that has no desire to love him and take care of him and be a part of his wants, his needs, and his desires. This system, this order, this white world order, it's not a new world order, it's an old world order, a 6,000-year-old order. This order, this white world order, has killed us from the very start, from the very moment that we began to integrate, from the very moment that we began to take the education, from the very moment we began to break away from unity, the black family was automatically destroyed. Why is it now that you can walk down the street and knock on 10 houses, and I guarantee you maybe 9 out of those 10, you won't see a black father in the house? Why is it that all of our men now are being incarcerated at all-time highs, at an extra predominant rate versus white people and even Latino people? Why is it that the black man goes to do something for himself and find some type of employment, and in most cases he's rejected, and they're rejected because of the very color of their skin and because of the way that we look? Some of you who have beautiful locks on your hair, you go to the job interview and they look at you funny just because you don't have your hair processed or you don't look like a white person. These are things that are real here in North America. And so this is why our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, this is why he is sounding the alarm. This is why our attorney at war is saying it's wartime, brothers and sisters, because all of the vital signs read that the black nation is under attack. All of the vital signs read that the black nation is at a critical standpoint and is on life support. And if you love your future, if you love your children, if you love yourself. What do you look like? Not fighting for self-interest. Now, the game that's being played is they're trying to make us to look and appear like we're some kind of black KKK just because we say black power. Now, according to our brother Mukasa Ricks, and according to Stokely Carmichael, later to be named Kwame Ture, may the creator be pleased with him, black power meant and still means to define, to develop, and to defend that which is in the best interest of the black nation. When you had a man like Patrick Henry saying to the people in his nation, give me liberty or give me death, how is that any different than black people saying black power? When you had the quote-unquote founding fathers of this nation drafting constitutions and declarations, I want you to hear the terminology, drafting declarations of independence, how is it any different than the new Black Panther Party saying black power? You don't like it because you don't want your once slaves to come into power, because you know that you have been brutal against us, and you know that you have been vicious against us, and you know that you have been unjust against us, and you fear in your mind, whether consciously or subconsciously, that when the black man and black woman come to power, we would do to you as you have done to us. And I say that in a lot of cases, and in a lot of civil circumstances and righteous circumstances, it would be warranted. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad used to always talk about there's medicine in the killing, okay? And we want to talk about that in a righteous sense with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We do everything from a defensive posture. But you have to understand that in a revolutionary sense, that when you're pushing proper propaganda, when you're selling the new Black Panther newspaper, when you're bringing people into the chapter, and you're bringing people into the organization, or you're bringing people into a new level of consciousness, even if you're not a Panther, that is still, even though it's a defense, it's still an offense. It's still a revolutionary act. It's still an activity that would ultimately produce the light that's needed to get our people up out of the grave. We must get up out of the grave, brothers and sisters, or else Anthony Hill will continue to happen. We talk a whole lot about what should be done across the board, but I see very few organizations that's actually organizing and actually moving out to take care of the needs and the wants of the community. I see very few organizations that even have a program of what to do in case and after we have victory. You have people that, you know, they do a lot of rah-rah, they do a lot of talk, but you have very few leaders that actually have a 10-point platform or a platform or an agenda or a program that says once we accomplish this goal, this is what we do. The new Black Panther Party not only has a 10-point program, but the new Black Panther Party operates on 9 local objectives. We operate off of 10 points nationally and 9 points locally. And we also operate according to the needs and the wants of the cities and society that we live in. So if your people there need decent health care, and we all do, then that should be your primary focus. If the people there need clothes on their back, then as a revolutionary, as a soldier, as a warrior, then that should be the focus. If we need knowledge of self, and of course we all do, then that should be the primary focus. But whatever the primary focus is, we should be talking about black power. Why is it in 2010 that so many are scared and ashamed to say black power? Why is it now that we want to water down the term black power and water down black nationalism and water down Pan-Africanism? Why is it now that we want to water down everything and integrate with the white man and bring the white man into everything that we do? Sister Warrior Woman from the Dakota Nation, one of the Red Nations, said this. She said, why is it that we always have to invite the white man in to let the white man know what you're going to do to the white man? That doesn't even make sense. Why is it that every time we got to make a move, you got to always be grouped up and hugged up with your oppressor and your open enemy? We have been going through this for a long time. 6,000 years is a long time. 400 years is a long time. Hell, 1 year is a long time. When you have other nations that go through a tenth of what we have already gone through, they sound the alarm in the nation. They call a red alert in the nation. They say we must take up arms. We must defend ourselves. We must re-educate. We must throw off the shackles of those who have tried to colonize us. It is only the black man and black woman who, under these type of conditions, become afraid to fight. It is only the black man and woman who, under these kind of conditions, say, can't we all just get along when the big brute police officer's busting you upside your head with his billy club? It is only the black man and woman who, instead of going back to the halls and the walls of Kemet and learning an education that came before the colleges and universities that you now see in the hills of North America, it is only us who would rather accept the white man's information over our own information. I'm trying to give you a backdrop and a story on how a brother like Anthony Hill is produced and why now the new Black Panther Party is being lynched and crucified in the media. We are being talked about 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. You can't imagine, black man and black woman, the amount of hate mail that the new Black Panther Party is receiving on a daily and consistent basis. I'm talking about white folks and silly Negro Uncle Toms writing in talking about what they going to do if they see you, how they going to handle you if they see you, what's going to happen to you if they see you, just talking all kind of crazy mess. And I want to make this clear that not one hair on the head of Malik Zulu Shabazz will be touched. I'm saying this on the airwaves, that if any of you think that you are bold enough to stand up against a group that's working for its freedom and its independence, we hope to Almighty God to suck up enough air so that you can't breathe ever again in life. Here's a man who's working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a people who have been robbed of a knowledge of self, robbed from a culture, robbed from a custom, robbed from their religion and power of their own being. We've been robbed, black man. Here he is working for you, and here are some silly Uncle Tom Negroes who would stand up and dare talk against this man and dare to work against this man. You ought to be charged with treason from the black nation. A man like Anthony Hill, who is dead and gone, doesn't deserve that kind of disgrace. What he deserves is our organizational efforts. And so, yes, you will see us in Newberry, South Carolina, July the 17th. And you're going to see us other places after that fact. They got mad because our national chairman called out Glenn Beck. And he called Glenn Beck on his hypocrisy and his racism. They got mad because our national chairman put the fire right there on the backside of Bill O'Reilly, put the fire right there on the backside of Megyn Kelly, put the fire right there on the backside and behind of the Tea Party and Sarah Palin. They was mad as hell. Well, I'm going to say this, y'all going to be even madder at the progress of the new Black Panther Party. We have no intention on slowing down. We have no intention on stopping and stopping the pace. We have no intention on backing up off of black nationalism and black power. Minister Malcolm X said that if you're not willing to pay the price for freedom, then you should take the word freedom up out of your mouth. When asked what is the price of freedom, he said the ultimate price of freedom is death. But the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad took it a little further. He said when we say freedom or death, he said that doesn't mean that we're saying that we're just going to up and die. He said that that means also that those of you who oppress us, those of you who stop us, those of you who get in the way of our progress, you will ultimately meet a demise because you're stopping and trying to get in the way of freedom, justice, and equality. And that's black power. See, this is the type of thing they're scared of. They're all right with you as long as you're talking about we shall overcome, as long as you're talking about let's integrate, as long as you're talking about let's sing some songs, let's all hold hands, let's all burn some candles and have some visuals. But when you start talking that revolutionary talk, which means complete constructive change, when you start talking about black power and black global domination, when you start talking about overthrowing the falsehood that is firmly embedded into the schools and the educational cemeteries in the hills of North America, then you're talking some talk. because now you're disturbing the pockets of America. Now you're disturbing the prison industrial complex of America. Now you're disturbing the killing fields, also called the hospitals of America. Now you're disturbing everything that America was built on, which is absolutely falsehood. So this is why now there is no better time to join on to the new Black Panther Party. If we were in our original state in Africa, you would have had to join anyway, because you would have had to go through a rites of passage, black man and black woman. You would have had to go through a rites of passage. They would have sent you out into the field in a party with your weapons, and they would have said you would have to come back and bring the mane of the lion, or you would have had to come back and bring something to prove that you were a true black man and a true black woman. We've gotten so Europeanized and so colonized that we don't even have rites of passages anymore. We're not even trying to be soldiers and warriors anymore. Now we're just trying to be peaceful and all get along. So let's go right to the phone lines and let's hear what our family had to say. Black Power, 225-733, you're on the air. What's your thoughts on the lynching of the new Black Panther Party and our brother, Brother Anthony Hill? Black Power.
Yoo-hoo, big brother, this is Talim out of Baton Rouge, Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Talim, what's your take on it, black man? Talk black to us.
Well, what I believe is that they don't want to consider it to be an actual hate crime, because if they identified as a crime, something criminal, then they couldn't that would be inexcusable to have it to be wrong. Actually, it's actually wrong. So calling it a hate crime would let everybody know that it's wrong. So what they're gonna do is not label it as a hate crime. So. Because we already know it's not actually something new that's been going on. It's just something that's been leaked out to where everybody knows about it. And
right.
And what the problem is that we have people today, our own black people, who are ashamed to even speak out upon injustices that happen to us. But if they have some other people or some other alternatives in another place or area, they will definitely speak out on the injustice and say something needs to be done about that. But when it comes to your own people, you don't want to do nothing. They'll pick up guns. They'll pick up. They'll go sign up. They'll go be the first in line when it comes to fight for another person's cause. And when it comes for your own cause, you're too scared to say you shouldn't be doing nothing about that. Death happened in an old day. That's just one case. There's many other cases. Then also, people are just too comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, when we had to a point where we had chains on our neck. Everybody was uncomfortable, so they wanted to be free, and they thought freedom was to be integrated. When finally you was integrated, but you wasn't accepted, you thought you had to go to their schools and everything like that. And now it comes to a point where they got what they wanted, and they see that the sentiment still hasn't changed, and so they just don't want to bring up the snake, the elephant in the room that nobody talks about.
Teach, go ahead. So what do you think in the wake of the crucifixion of the new Black Panther Party in the media, which we expect them to do, and the physical slaying of our brother Anthony Hill? Give our listeners some suggestions on some things that we should do right now, immediately today, and not tomorrow.
Well, what we need to do today is we need to represent our unity in the dislike not accepting things or situations that happen like that. We need to be more, have a more, first of all, knowledge of self in order to understand ourselves more, for our own self, our own black self, and to identify with ourselves so therefore we can appreciate ourselves. And I believe that appreciation would allow each other to care about one another even more, because, first of all, they disguise that ability of love of self. They think we need to love everybody else and just, you know, you should be unified with everybody else. But if you're not unified with self, then you never could be unified with anybody else.
Yes, sir, brother. Black Power. Thank you so much for your comments, Brother Talim. Brother, keep fighting down there in Baton Rouge. Hope to see you soon, comrade.
Oh, you will. Yuhuru.
Yuhuru and Black Power. That's Brother Talim, y'all. Talim, listen. Brother Talim is right. Hell, we have to have knowledge of self. We have to have knowledge of self before we have knowledge of anybody. We are bombarded 24 hours a day with everything lily white and everything snow white. Just bombarded. But, I mean, let's go back now. Because Megyn Kelly had the nerve, and this is the host and the anchor on Fox News, she had the nerve to try to split hairs and talk about, do you hate white people, and do you support the comments? And we don't have time for that kind of crap. When our brothers and sisters are being lynched and murdered in a modern-day sense in the street, just a week ago, you had somewhere in upwards of 50 or so people, the report said, that was murdering themselves in a genocidal way in Chicago, Illinois. You got the National Guard just last month that was patrolling the streets in Chicago and other areas. I mean, we're talking about wartime right now. We don't have time to play semantics with hillbillies and people on news cameras. That's why our national chairman came right in and just went right to the facts and went right to the point that our people are being murdered, that we have faced racism, we have faced nooses, we have faced water hoses, we have faced Jim Crow and black law. We've faced a lot of things, and we're still facing a lot of things. I'm not saying that even in a 1960s or 1970s sense. I'm saying that we're facing it right now in 2010, and you have people that are scared to stand up. And then when you see the new Black Panther Party standing up, you got people that come up and they want to criticize and talk about what the new Black Panther Party should be doing, and you ain't doing a damn thing. I'm talking about revolution, black man and black woman. I'm talking about the kind of stuff that, as Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz say, he make the white man and scared Negroes pee in their pants at nighttime. If it ain't rough, it ain't real. If it ain't rough, it's not revolution. So, yeah, there's going to be some things that I said that's going to hurt some people's feelings. Yeah, there's going to be some things that happen that people don't like. There's going to be some things that you come across that make you uncomfortable. But damn, black people have been uncomfortable in America for 400 years. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Why is it you can't walk into a department store without the clerk saying, "Can I help you?" 1,000 times? Why is it that when you're driving down the street, you got to worry about being racially profiled or driving while black if we so-called have the luxuries and the benefits of America? We all know this, that this happens on a daily and consistent basis. But which one of us will be the ones to join on to our own kind and fight the onslaught? The beast ain't going to back up. They listen to this show on a regular basis. I read what they write. They always, every time we on, every time the national chairman or the national chief of staff come on, they always have a quote from some one of our leaders on this show. They listen to it on a regular basis. And so they're trying to be slick, and they're trying to come in under the guise of being a friend and being somebody that's with us. But in actuality, these are agents and provocateurs that come around and do this kind of madness. I'm here to tell you, your days are numbered. You will be exposed, because everything that's done in the light, everything that's done in the dark will come to the light. You don't have long. We are dead serious about the liberation of our people. As I said, we're organizing all over America and internationally. Our national chairman said just a few days ago that his desire is to make the new Black Panther Party a world power. Now, I want y'all to hear that kind of language. He said he wants to take the new Black Panther Party into world power. Now, if you are the enemy, and you are the beast, and you are listening to this kind of language, and you're hearing this kind of determination to take the last and the so-called least of society and put us up on the top, then as the beast and as the enemy who has kept us in bondage mentally and kept us out from the luxuries of society, what do you think that they would do? What do you think that they would do? Do you think they would leave us alone? They can't leave us alone. How can you call yourself a revolutionary and the enemy's not on your backside? General George Jackson said in Blood in My Eye, he said that revolution is not cute. Revolution ain't pretty. He said revolution is stalking and being stalked. It's aggressing and being aggressed on, brothers and sisters. So whenever we make a move, you got to expect that the enemy, until the enemy is brought out of total a nuisance in power, that the enemy will respond in like manner. So what I'm asking us tonight to do is to make up our minds that we want to be free, Because you can't have a revolution until there's a revolution of the mind first. You can't overthrow falsehood until the falsehood in the brain is overthrown first. You can't have complete constructive change until you completely construct a new reality in our thought process, in our dietary habits, and in everything that we do that we once came from slavery. Soul food is a big market, but soul food ain't nothing but slave food. Everything that they make money off of us from, that comes from our days in slavery. We got to make up our mind, black man and woman, that we don't want to be slaves no more. Yeah, we saw the Matrix. Yeah, we saw Neo. But did you know that, hell, we living in the Matrix right now? That it's us. It ain't really a movie. We are living that right now. And if you swallow the red pill or the blue pill, it's going to determine whether you stay out in the world or whether you come into the world for a second and go right back in. Oh, that's real, man. They just trying to put that in a movie to try to make it like it's some kind of fantasy. This stuff is real, black man and black woman. I'm not saying that to spook you out. I'm just saying that to say that we're in a real-life controversy. Anthony Hill is a brother that was here who is no longer here. Brandon McClellan is a man who was here, who is no longer here. Amadou Diallo really was assaulted by the police, huh? Sean Bell, a man who was here and is no longer here, all right? So what I'm saying is this is real. This ain't no fairy tale. This ain't no storybook. This ain't something that just happens and just happens to come about. This is something that has been going on for a long time, and you got to ask yourself, when is enough enough? How can you call yourself a black man or a black woman, a soldier, a warrior, a revolutionary, or whatever you want to call yourself, but the only thing you can promise your babies and your children is more of the same oppression, more of the same suffering, more of the same lies, more of the same hatred, more of the same discrimination? How can you call yourself, and how can I call myself a black man or a black woman, and all we can do is pass down to our babies that which supports white power? I don't care what kind of job we work. If you work in a job and you're paying your taxes, that's still supporting the white man. Yeah, we got to do what we got to do. Yeah, we got to take care of our families and all that. I understand it. I'm not crazy. But what I'm saying is, until we have a nation of our own, brothers and sisters, until we have an economic system of our own, until we have education of our own that looks like us and sounds like us and is our actual story, everything that we do supports white power, the white power structure, and the white man. And so as long as this is the fact, then when you have a case like an Oscar Grant, then it will always be involuntary manslaughter, because the courts are not, as you know, they're not set up for us. The police department is not set up to serve and protect. The police department is a cleanup crew. All they do, as Eldridge Cleaver taught, is come in a reactionary manner and come and make a report, or they come and they try to stop a quick dispute. But the police department in the hells of North America, the agency, is not in any way revolutionary. The prison correctional system is not in any way correctional. How many people do you know that have come to you that have been locked down in the penitentiaries and the jails of North America? They come out and say, now I've been corrected. Now I don't have the desire to do what I've done. You don't know nobody like that. Because they go into these jails, they're put into another form of slavery. They work for pennies. They work for cheap labor. And then many of them, they don't get visits, so they have sexual needs and desires and become homosexuals and lesbians. They catch HIV and AIDS. They get out. They bring it back to their families. It's a big cycle and a dirty game. And I'm telling y'all, they know what they're doing. All right? So the new Black Panther Party, this our job is to pull the cover up off of it. And that's why every time you tune into this broadcast, you ain't going to hear nothing but the straight fire. I can't lighten up. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz can't lighten up. National Chief of Staff Hashim Nzinga can't lighten up. National Minister of Justice Imam Akbar can't lighten up. Our National Sister Mira can't lighten up. Can't none of the new Black Panther Party lighten up. As Dr. Carly used to say, we didn't come to lighten up. We came to tighten up. We came to lighten up. So don't come to us asking us to be some softer version of the new Black Panther Party. Let's go right to the phone lines. We got 15 minutes remaining. Right to the phone lines. Carly, you're on the air. 502-742. Black Power. 502-742-06. You're on the air. Black Power. What do you think about Brother Anthony Hill and the lynching of the new Black Panther Party? All right. Carly Musick got the question answered. Raise your hand again. We'll come back to you. So we can't lighten up, black man and black woman. Now, some of you say, well, how do I join your organization? What you do is you email nbpphq@yahoo.com. nbpphq@yahoo.com. And you write to the national headquarters as to what you would like to do to help stop what's going on in the black community. You go to our website, newblackpanther.com. Fill yourself out an application, and someone from the National Recruiting Department will get right back to you within 24 hours, and we will immediately begin to process you and organize you in a constructive manner to solve the ills of our people. They're doing it all over the world. They're doing it with the Zapatistas in Chiapas, New Mexico. They're doing it there in Venezuela. They're doing it there in China. They're doing it all over the world where they have issues that affect their nation. So the question is, what will we do here in North America? Or do you think you're an American? Some of us, I know, still think they're American. We still think that because we grew up here and we have history on our blocks and we have people that we know here, you still actually think you're a member of this nation. I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. As Minister Malcolm said, you can put kittens in an oven, but that don't make them biscuits. Just because you were born here, brothers and sisters, if you don't enjoy the rights of a citizen, if you don't have the freedom of a citizen, if you don't have an economic and political and social interest in the nation that you're a part of, then you cannot consider yourself a citizen. When you have indigenous people that come from other parts of the world to America, they work here to give money back to their nation. I want y'all to hear me. The Chinese, when they come here, they take their money, stack their money, get businesses, and they also send money back to China. When the Chicanos or the Latinos come and they work for small labor many times, they pack and build businesses together, and they send money back to their nation. I'm asking us, where are we sending our monies to? If we're spending our money and sending our money to Macy's and sending our money to T-Mobile and sending our money to all these white corporations, we're not supporting black power. I'm here on air to tell you that Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz, the national chairman, needs your help. I'm here to tell you that the new Black Panther Party needs your help. I'm talking about, yes, financially. I'm talking about, yes, with time. I'm talking about, yes, with effort. We are the only group that's still standing and really representing black nationalism in its purest form. One of the last remaining groups, one of the last remaining party vanguards that is still representing the red, the black, and the green. You have some others that are trying to pop up, and that's good. But we are one of the last that come with a program, a direct program that doesn't include everybody. That isn't all-inclusive of those who are not a part of the black condition, but is specifically designed and tailored for you as a black man and a black woman who has been trapped and locked and stopped here in the hells of North America. I heard the argument before that now that we have a black president, that nobody is stopping us now, that, you know, nobody's standing in our way now. But I'm here to tell you that if you rob a people of self-knowledge, that is all the stoppage that you need. So the oppressor doesn't have to hang us from trees anymore, as you can clearly see on your newscast. We hang ourselves now. Now we blow ourselves away because, as the Black Power General Dr. Khalid Muhammad taught us, we are on automatic, systematic, remote control. We do this now just as easy as taking a breath and blinking an eye. Now it ain't nothing for us to kill ourselves because we have been taught wrong, brothers and sisters. And so I'm saying that to say that we must have a nation of our own. If you're serious about revolution, you must begin to talk about land. The basis of revolution, of any revolution, any time that you have it, is land. You must begin to get serious, and we must begin to get serious about black economics. We must begin to spend black dollars with our own black businesses. Stop going way across town trying to find the best deal with the white man. Yeah, of course they got the better deals because they robbed your people of the land and robbed your people of the economics and made it harder through capitalism for black businesses to pop up. Make time and make your effort to go to a black business and support black business. If you don't have a business, then start up a black business. Start a black business. Organize a black business. Do for yourself. You got to read the vital signs as we wrap up in the last 9 minutes, that America is on her deathbed. That if you read her vital signs and look at what's going on with her currency, the currency now has no value. I want y'all to hear me. There was a time that the currency was backed by gold and it was backed by silver, and you could turn your monies in, and upon return, you could get gold and you could get silver. Well, they took that little line off the dollar now, because the dollar is not worth the paper that it's written on. The only thing that's upholding the dollar bill today is the actual wealth, quote unquote, that America has. So you're looking at brothers and sisters who are killing each other over money that is worthless. And soon you will see millionaires. Yeah, LeBron just got a $30 million contract, but soon you will see millionaires and billionaires burning this money in the streets as if it's trash, because I'm telling y'all that America's on her deathbed. Just like the ancient Rome and ancient civilizations that ruled in the fashion that America is ruling in, now they're no longer on this planet, because the laws of my act and the laws of justice will always serve true. So I'm saying this as a rallying cry, that black man and black woman, you have to now put your back to the wall and not look for a brighter day tomorrow, but you have to organize and make for a brighter day right now to produce a tomorrow. You have to look your babies in the eye, those of you who have children, and say to your children that I'm going to produce a better world than the world that we live in. It's not going to happen by inactivity and just talking at the white man or just talking at the oppressor. It ain't gonna happen like that. Yeah, you gotta talk to organize and plan, but it's got to be backed up by some right action, some right guidance. And I'm asking us to support, however we can, the new Black Panther Party. You can call me bias or call me whatever you want to call me, but I'm telling y'all, I'm with us because of the actions that we do. This is the only organization that is willing to get down, roll up their sleeves, and make it happen. In the last 7 minutes, let's take another caller, 786-975. You're on the air. Your comment on Brother Anthony Hill and the lynching of the new Black Panther Party.
Black Power. This is
Black Power. Black Power Fahim. Miami.
Power,
yes, sir. Yeah, how are you, sir?
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to comment briefly on the lynching of the new Black Panther Party and the Brother Anthony Hill. Well, we
yes,
know,
sir,
according to our history, that what happened to Brother Anthony Hill is just, you know, the latest development, you know, in a long line of evil from our oppressor and enemy. And we know that, you know, the lynching of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense is just another objective of the government, of the power that be, of those that rule this country and the world, to, you know, destabilize the community and keep us, you know, unorganized. So that's the basis of that attack. But I want to touch briefly and just let the community know, and know nationwide, that if you haven't been abreast to this news, that one of the police officers, one of the pigs, one of the killer cops of the Miami Police Department, he assassinated a brother by the name of DeCarlos Moore. Brother DeCarlos Moore was an Overtown resident. He was 36 years old, and he was murdered just on a random routine traffic stop. But mind you that the officer was a 34-year-old Iraqi war veteran. And he was a rookie officer, but he was a 34-year-old war vet. And he put the brother, after ordering him out the car, giving him several commands, and we're on the ground in New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, local Miami chapter. We're on the ground. You know, everything is in the early stages of the investigation. You know, we on the ground, you know, doing our homework and planting our speakies. And we also, you know, in the early stages of our own investigation to find out all of what happened. And there are witnesses, from the community that witnessed the incident. But we're on the ground, and we're going to, you know, be touching bases back with the Black Power family to keep them abreast on this issue and, you know, and see how we can bring all of our power to crush our enemies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Fahim. We thank you so much for being on the ground, and we thank you for your efforts there in Miami. And you chimed in right at the right time just to give some bones and some formation to the point. And what I'm saying that the New Black Panther Party is the only group that's on the ground. You don't even see nobody in the field no more. We're the only ones that's willing to roll up our sleeves and willing to get some dirt under our nails and stand toe-to-toe with the beast and stand up for our people against silly Negroes and whoever threatens the freedom of our people. We are the only ones. And so we thank you, Brother Fahim, and we ask that you continue to check in on Black Power Radio and update us with the progress of that assassination there in Miami, that tragic assassination. Update us and keep us informed so that we can let our people know of the brutality that still happens in 2010. Many people don't even think police brutality happens. Keep us updated, Brother Fahim. And I want to say within the last remaining minutes of this show that we want to invite you every week right here on Black Power Radio, the most revolutionary radio show anywhere to be found in the hills of North America and abroad. Every week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, you call in and you come in and you get your voice across and you get some revolutionary training. You get your revolutionary juices flowing and get your battery charged. This is the place to come. We're going to also have tomorrow night our National Chief of Staff. He's coming on. Brother Hashim Nzinga, he's going to be on. This is a man that was on the ground in Newberry. It's a man that saw the blood on the ground. It's a man that was right next to and trained by the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad for years as his national assistant, helper, and ultimately chief of staff in the end. This is a brother that's going to be on tomorrow night on the show. The top is going to be the red, the black, and the green. All right, and if you can't feel that, something wrong with you. The red, the black, and the green, that's going to be tomorrow night. That's tomorrow night. I'm on the air. That's tomorrow. Pardon me. That's Monday. I'm sorry. That's Monday on the air at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so we want you to tune in. Spread the word. Spread the word through the MySpace, the Facebook, through the Twitter, through the email. Spread the word that Mr. Hashim Nzinga, the National Chief of Staff, the second in command of the New Black Panther Party, will be on the air for Black Power Radio, the most revolutionary show anywhere to be found, this coming Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got time for one last call, 214-714-43. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Black Power family, this is Brother DK.
Yes, sir. Black Power, Brother DK.
Before we leave, man, I just want to let everybody know. I want to thank y'all for supporting Black Power Radio. Keep tuning in, Brother Sean. You're doing a great job on doing your thing, man. The people got to get prepared. We need everybody across the nation to come out and support us in Newberry on July 17th when we come down and we support the murder of Brother Anthony Hill, the lynching of Brother Anthony Hill, and many others that have been lynched. We're going to pay homage to all of the slain at the hands of injustice out in Newberry. We're asking everybody to come out and support us and do your thing in a day of black unity across this black nation. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. That was Brother DK. That was Brother DK, Deputy Minister of Defense, National Minister of Defense, New Black Panther Party. And so you heard it live there. We need your help. July the 17th, we need your help. Newberry, South Carolina, let's stand up for Brother Anthony Hill and let's let these devils know that you can't just shoot our brother in the back of the head and get away with it. We thank you for listening and ask you to join us again this coming Monday at 11 p.m. on Black Power Radio. We close out with Black Power.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh?